to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
All right, Left Traffic Nation, welcome to Season 2 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. Oh, man, I am so excited to be back in the NASCAR Man Cave. I almost forgot how to do this, to be honest with you. I had to do a dry run yesterday. Thankfully, everything is up, working properly. Very excited about all that. You guys are not going to believe how much stuff I have planned for you guys in 2018 for Season 2 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. I am so excited about this. Thank you so much for all of your support, the tweets, the retweets, the follows, all of that. I got a lot to get into today. First off, this is the first time actually talking to you guys via the podcast, so I hope everybody had a great Christmas and New Year's. I know we did, which was awesome. So hope everyone is ringing in 2018 on a positive note. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Lindsay and I had a very busy weekend. Friday, we went out to dinner with some friends. And Saturday, I got a very pleasant surprise from Brad and Chloe Yunker. I'm sure you guys have seen Yunker Motorsports. I'm sure you follow them. If not, you definitely should. They came up for the International Auto Show in Detroit, and they had sent me a text, and I was like, hey, I'm not there, but you guys are only like 20 minutes from my house, so you guys should probably come over. And that they did. And we actually did a little impromptu record, which I'm going to drop in here in a few seconds. And then Sunday, watch my Patriots win their way to another Super Bowl, which I'm very excited about that. So without further ado, here is a quick little impromptu interview with Brad and Chloe Yunker. All right, guys. So very impromptu guest here. Surprise visit from Brad and Chloe Yunker. How you doing, guys?
Good.
What brings you to Detroit?
We are here for the International Auto Show in Detroit, so we thought we'd stop by and hang out.
That's awesome. How was it?
It was awesome. I came for the IndyCar, so
yeah,
I was very excited.
How was it? It's packed down there, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So since you're here, Chloe, you've got you made some news a couple months ago that you've got a sponsor.
I've got a sponsor.
You're going to be riding.
Yeah.
What? Tell us a little bit about the series you're going to be running in.
I'm running in karts now, so this is going to be first time for karts, and I'm very excited. Not really sure about the series quite yet, but I do plan on bouncing back and forth because I am kind of going off my dad's schedule. So,
and Dad, what's your schedule looking like?
Oh, Dad's schedule is always something. Right now, I know we are set up to run the full series with the iCar, and then beyond that, we're probably scheduling some of the bigger races for the year. So we'll probably end up with about 20 of them in there this year.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. So you kind of bounced around series a little bit the last 2 years. You were in the ARCA truck. That kind of went to the wayside. And then you had planned to run the Top Speed Modified series, which you were going to run that, but a couple engine issues along the way. And now that's gone to the wayside. So are you going to run any specific series, or are you going to just kind of bounce around a little bit?
Well, right now, the iCar series is what we're leaning towards, which is kind of off of the top speed tour. So we'll probably hang around in there and then just do some more bouncing after that.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Let's see. Chloe, you're also in some dance and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
What's going to take precedent, the dancing or the karting?
I mean, I have to put racing first. That's just how it is for me. But I am very excited. I still do competition dance, so that's always there, but I do it part-time. So.
And you vlog.
I vlog.
You vlog. We need to increase the viewership to the vlogs.
That'd be cool.
We need to figure out a way how to do that.
Right. I'm still trying to figure that out, too. But I really want to introduce people who don't know a lot about racing more into racing, especially from my generation, because it feels like that's kind of where it's disappearing from. So I'm that's what my main goal is with the vlogs, and to obviously inform.
Well, I think you do a fantastic job with those. The ones when you guys went to IRP was very cool. I had a lot of fun with that. And rumor has it on Twitter you put one together, or you're going to put one together for the International Auto Show.
I mean, I'm hoping. I really tried to get as much footage as I could, but sometimes I go and edit it and it's just not as cool as I expected. But I think this one should go up.
Excellent, excellent. Well, maybe we can work something together out over the summer. Maybe we can get you guys to vlog some stuff.
Anytime.
Excellent, excellent. All right, guys. Well, we are going to go have some drinks. Well, Brad and I are. Chloe
isn't. I'm 17.
So, very glad you guys were able to stop by, check out the Man Cave, hang out for a little bit, and be the first guests for 2018 on the Live Traffic Podcast. Awesome. So, thanks, guys.
Awesome. We always like coming in first.
Excellent. The orange cone's going to be pissed off, let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. That was Brad and Chloe Yunker. I had such a great time with those guys on Saturday night. So much fun hanging out with them. Make sure you check out Chloe's vlog. She did do one from the International Auto Show. I may have made a few stops in that vlog as well, and I actually have that on the homepage of the website, so make sure you check it out. Get Chloe some views on the labtrafficpodcast.com. Go subscribe to her vlog on YouTube. Can't wait to follow those guys in 2018 to see what they have going on. Well, all that said, the Super Bowl is set. The New England Patriots will be beating the Philadelphia Eagles here in a couple weeks, which I am very excited about. I am bummed for the boys over at PETM that I'm not able to do another Super Bowl bet with them since their Atlanta Falcons got knocked out. That's a bummer. I was really rooting for that. All right, I am a little nervous for the game. I'll be honest with you. The Eagles are definitely red hot right now, and the Patriots barely snuck one out there. Some would say they had a little help from the referees. I don't know about that, but hopefully we can get Gronkowski back. It would have been cool, though, if we would have been able to see a first ever with the Super Bowl in the home team or the hosting team being able to play in it. That would have been definitely something fun to see. One interesting thing I read on ESPN the other day, it said that if Minnesota had been able to play in the Super Bowl, that the home field advantage, so to speak, because technically they would not have even been the home team, would not have changed the bet lines that much. If 1 to 2 points, if that, which I was kind of surprised by that. So you guys know that I'll be watching the Super Bowl. I'm sure you guys will, too. While we wait for Daytona. Really quick, I'm sure you guys have noticed by now that a voice is missing. Tony will not be back on the show. I hope that doesn't impact anyone's desire to listen to the show or interact with the show. That said, I have a lot planned for 2018. A new show sheet, well, with some of the same stuff, but a lot of new stuff that I am very excited about. Mentioned it last season on the show, a phone line. Cannot wait to talk to you guys, Lap Traffic Nation. We have to come up with a name for this phone line. I'm thinking the Wave Around Hotline. You guys let me know what you think of that, or if you guys have any ideas on what we can name the phone line for the Lap Traffic Podcast. I can't wait to interact with you guys. This is a fan-based podcast. Cannot wait to bring the action closer to you, interact with you, the NASCAR fans, and the fans of Lap Traffic. Cannot wait for that. Might even do a test run here, maybe before the 500. What do you guys think of that? I think that would be a lot of fun. Run a test show with that, maybe, and start interacting with you guys sooner rather than later. The guest for 2018 should be just as awesome as last year. Cannot wait for that. As well as some new segments, one of which I'll tell you about that I'm really excited about. We're going to have a weekly weather segment with some familiar faces on Twitter. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait for that. Of course, the Fantasy League is back, which I will get to that here in a little bit. So fear not. It's not just going to be me talking into a microphone. There's going to be a lot of fresh, exciting, and interactive content for 2018. That said, we're just 26 days away from the drop of the green flag for the 60th running of the Daytona 500. What is up with this Daytona Day thing they're trying to do? I will give them credit. That commercial they ran during the football game over the weekend with Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Daytona, that was pretty funny. Let's see, a couple things here. I have to set a teaser for the February 6th show. 14 days. I have two huge announcements for the show that I am chomping at the bit to get out to you guys. I am so excited. I can't wait. So, teaser, make sure you stay tuned for that. And let's get right into the first official guest. We had an impromptu one there with Brad and Chloe. Next week, I am excited to announce that Kelly Crandall from At Racer Mag will be joining me next week as the official first guest of season two of the Lap Traffic Podcast. Going to talk some off-season news. There's been a lot of that this week. And since we're still in the off-season, I'm putting it out there right now. If you guys follow Kelly Crandall, you know she's a wrestling fan. You know I'm a wrestling fan, and this is going to be 2 days after the Royal Rumble. So we are going to talk a little wrestling, little WWE. So be prepared for that next week, little wrestling talk. I am very excited about it. And now for what you've all been waiting for, information on the second annual Lapped Traffic Fantasy League. First off, this year, more prizes. Oh, you're too kind. So I was contemplating using one of the big sites, if you will. But unfortunately, some of them have caps to the number of players. And the one that I was going to use, Yahoo, well, they've gone ahead and decided they're not going to offer a racing fantasy league in 2018. So that said, it's another custom league, new and improved from last year, and I think you guys are going to like it. Loyal, longtime listener Mick at GoDucks42_Mick has volunteered to assist, which I'm very appreciative of. So here's how it's going to work, and this is all on the website, and I'll hit that at the end here. So how it'll work is you will pick one driver for each of the three major series that will be running during any given race weekend. If all three series are running, Cup, Xfinity, and Truck, you will pick one driver from each. If just Cup and Xfinity are running, then just a Cup and Xfinity. I think you get the point. The points earned, the final points earned by all of your drivers for that week will be added together, and that will be your points for the week. The caveat is, unlike last year where you are limited to the amount of times you can pick a driver, there are no limits. However, when it comes to the driver you are picking, they have to be running for that particular series championship. So, for example, if Kyle Busch is running all three Bristol races, as he likes to do, you can only pick him for Cup and would need to pick a series regular for the Xfinity and Truck race. One thing that kind of I noticed throughout the season last year was that as people were slowly being eliminated, they slowly stopped responding. So to keep interest throughout the entire season, breaking it up this year into three stages, if you will. The first 13 races, the middle 13 races, and then we'll do a 10-race shootout for the playoffs, along with a season-long cumulative total. So where do the more prizes come into play? The top three in each stage and the top five cumulative will win prizes. Tiebreakers will be decided by the number of correct Cup wins, then Xfinity wins if needed, and Truck wins if needed. What are the prizes? Well, I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm sure it will include some driver autographs, Lap Traffic gear, and obviously the most important thing of all, bragging rights on social media. Prizes will be finalized, in a couple weeks once we get rolling. And caveat, I am limiting the league to the first 75 people that want to play. So if you're listening to this tonight, Tuesday night, odds are you'll be able to play. So how do you register for this coveted fantasy league? If you want to play, send an email to lappedtrafficfantasy@gmail.com. That's not the normal email address for the show. I created this just for the league to keep things separate. In the email, just type out your email address, your full name. Let me know that you want to play. So how will it work for the season? One reminder email will go out on Wednesday to remind everyone that all picks, this is important, are due by Friday, 5 p.m. I don't want to bombard everybody like last year with reminders and stuff. So one reminder email, picks are due by Friday, 5 p.m. Results will be posted to the website, typically Monday, sometimes Tuesday. Even if there's just a cup race on Sunday, to keep things consistent throughout the season, all picks will be due by 5 p.m. Friday Eastern Standard Time, with a couple exceptions because there are a few truck races that are midweek in the summer months, July 12th, 18th, and 15th, and I'll inform everybody of the due dates for the picks as we get closer to there. All picks must be submitted via email to laptrafficfantasy@gmail.com. Picks submitted via Twitter or Facebook will not be accepted, just so that everything's coming into one organized location. All requests to play in Season 2 of the Lap Traffic Fantasy Podcast must be received by February 11th. I expect the league to be larger. Hopefully we'll fill it up. And any changes or anything like that, I'll make sure everybody knows. The rules are posted on the website. All of that information I just read through is on the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Click on the fantasy link. Everything's there. I am really excited about this. One thing I was trying to do when looking for a fantasy site was see something that incorporated both trucks and Xfinity. Nothing did. We're smart fans. We can pick some fantasy for trucks and Xfinity. I'm really excited to incorporate that. I hope you guys like the format. Let me know what you think. Again, make sure you sign up. Send an email, laptrafficfantasy@gmail.com. Put your email and your name in there. We'll get you signed up. Very excited about that. Well, what do you say I hit some social media? Everyone, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like it on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. And I've relogged into the Instagram account, The Lap Traffic Podcast. I'm going to try Instagram. I'm going to try to post. Maybe we'll get some new followers that way as well. You can listen to the show on iTunes or Podbean. Just search Lap Traffic Podcast, search NASCAR. Subscribe, auto-download, leave some comments. Not only is the show on iTunes and Podbean, it's on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Blueberry, Acast, Spreaker, Listen Notes, Player FM. If you can't find me, you let me know. Let's see. Oh, in the off-season, finally hit 2,000 followers and was able to give away. Some of you guys watched it live on Periscope before I went on the PETM show. And if you haven't checked that out, make sure you go check out PETM 127. I was on that a couple weeks ago, and they're doing their new show this Thursday, so make sure you check that out. Congrats to Sager at WalkWarrior_24 for winning the signed Lap Traffic t-shirt by the Truck Field from Eldora. I'll come up with a new contest in a couple weeks here once we get things rolling. It will definitely be a much shorter goal so that you guys aren't bombarded with the same thing to retweet, which, by the way, thank you to everyone who continuously retweets and helps spread word about the show. I appreciate that very much. As you guys know, I like to do new follower shout-outs from Facebook and Twitter. In the off-season, well over 150 new followers. So obviously I'm not going to be able to rattle through all of that. I will start with the new follower shout outs back up in the next week or so as the action gets rolling, as new shows keep coming out and as new followers keep coming in. Last season, you may have remembered, I tried to get an Amazon portal link set up on the website, which I did, and then they took down. Well, it's back up. So if you want to help support the show with no cost to you other than when you shop on Amazon for your normal purchases, click on the Amazon logo on the homepage of the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Bookmark that. And just use that for all your Amazon purchases, and I will be eternally grateful to you. Also on the website, we got the store, $15 t-shirts, hoodies, koozies. I'll get to koozies in a minute. Mugs. I'm drinking out of a mug right now, as I like to call it, the Professor Sippy Cup. You name it, it's out there. And as things come out that I think you guys might actually want, I will put that on the website. Now, back to the koozies. I've got new koozies and stickers for 2018. They're yellow and blue, the colors of the show. Very fitting. So if you want a koozie sticker, go to the website, thelabtrafficpodcast.com. Go to the contact page, fill that out with your name and address, and I will get some out to you. And even if you've got one before and you want a new one for 2018, feel free. I'll get you out another one. No big deal. If you've been to a race, if you've got a lap traffic koozie that's full with your favorite beverage, tweet or email me a picture of that, and I will put that up on the website. If you've got anything you want to send, some fan mail, The Lap Traffic Podcast, P.O. Box 725-275, Berkeley, Michigan, 48072. All right. Well, right now, I kind of just want to mention, make some comments on some of the off-season news that's happened a lot over the last day and a half, really. Just make some comments on them. Ask you guys some questions. Tweet me, at LapTrafficPC. Be very happy to hear your guys' thoughts on some of these things. And I definitely want to talk to Kelly about some of these things next week, too. But a few things. So I find it really interesting that Monster Energy has continuously asked for extensions on its two-year option for 2019 and 2020. I think it's interesting. You know, obviously there are going to be some bumps along the way in terms of maybe some product placements, whether this is from the fan experience at the track, marketing, branding, maybe co-branding between Monster's other sponsorships. You know, I wonder what's going on behind the scenes in terms of cost for the sponsorship and maybe even how Monster's calculating the return of investment on this. You know, personally, I think Monster is a good fit as a title sponsor. You know, I personally hope part of the delay is due to maybe them coming out with a new deal altogether, maybe just getting rid of the two-year option and maybe just coming out with a 4 or 5 year deal. I think that would be great. If I'm NASCAR, that's what I want. Because if I'm NASCAR, from a NASCAR perspective, you know, and this is something I want to ask you guys, does this make the brand of NASCAR look less appealing for future investors as title sponsors down the road when Monster eventually does leave if a long-term deal can't be put into place? You know, I really got to wonder about that, you know. The mere fact it took them so long to even announce Monster last year, you know, we were all waiting. Hey, who's the new title sponsor? Are we even going to have a title sponsor? And then Monster came out with a very short-term deal. You know, if Monster's, you know, out and two, you know, kind of like the college basketball players, one and done. If they're two and done and out of here, and NASCAR has to go through this all over again in November and December, you know, how does that look bad if you're a future investor coming in and asking, well, hey, how come your last one only stayed for 2 years? That said, Coca-Cola renewed with NASCAR, which is good to see a familiar face, a long-term familiar face returning. And on the flip side, Coors Light decides to end its relationship as the official beer of NASCAR, which I was a little surprised to see that. So, you know, lots of sponsors have come in and gone out over the last few years, and some long-term ones that, you know, growing up, you know, you always just thought you were going to see a Budweiser car on the track, or you always thought you'd see Coors as the official beer, you know. I wonder what that means in terms of future investments with the sport. I think that's very interesting. One other thing I saw some chatter on was relating to budget caps. I did see this wasn't going to necessarily involve driver salaries, but might include the amount of money spent on research and development, crews, and teams. This is something that I'm really interested in tracking through 2018. Really curious to see if this could make a step towards making ownership more competitive in NASCAR. I think that's going to be interesting. I'm sure you guys all saw the story as it pertains to BK Racing and Union Bank and Trust as they're trying to get some money for the charters, one of which is now owned by or controlled by Front Row. Going to be curious to see if Front Row gets caught up in this debacle. And I wonder if this might make NASCAR reconsider changes to the ownership and the charters. Maybe you got to be able to have reserves if you're an owner coming in with this, so that you know, outside financial institutions aren't going to try to seize and take over charter ownership in NASCAR. I'm guessing that's something that they maybe didn't expect when they came out with that. Very happy to see Circle Sports and Go Fast Racing partnered up, which gets Matt DiBenedetto his charter for 2018, which is awesome. I'll tell you, this whole leasing and selling of charters amongst team is hard to keep track in terms of who's leasing, who's buying, who has to use a charter, who can lease it, who can sell it. That's confusing. I'm not even going to lie about that. Big news came out of Thor Sport Racing. They'll be making a manufacturer change, moving over to Ford. And RCR today broke. They will only field two cars in 2018. News came out of Charlotte on the Roval. Charlotte's going to host the first ever road course in the playoff. 17 turns on a 2.28-mile course. That is definitely going to be interesting to see. And some news that I was really disappointed to hear, and I am definitely curious to get Kelly's take on this next week. NASCAR will not change the format as it pertains to counting caution laps between stages. Steve O'D said they will try to shorten the length of time between those cautions. I don't know how they're going to do that. It's your typical caution, you know, with some extra laps added for interviewing the winner of the stage. So unless they cut that out, but that was something they used as a selling point in terms of what other sport do you get to talk to the driver, you know, or player live during the event. I don't know. I really think it would have made sense to just not count the laps between one and two. Make stages two and three start with the full amount of laps possible or directed towards those stages. I don't understand that move. I don't think it would have added that much time in terms of the overall race. You know, you've already added time with the two added cautions. What's another 5 to 10 minutes to get through the pit stops, to get through the interviews, line them back up, let them go green? I don't get that. I really don't understand that one. But we'll see how that plays out. All right. So now that that's out of the way, over to Miss Danica Patrick. Very interesting turns of events over the last week and a half or so, as it will. She did a great interview with Joe Rogan on his podcast, which if you haven't checked that out, go check that out. It was actually really good. That was the first time I've ever listened to one of his podcasts. It was, when I pulled it up, I saw the length was about 2.5 hours. I assumed she was going to be maybe the first 10, 15 minutes, but she was on for the full time. Really great piece. Talk some racing, talk some nonsense. It was really good. I would encourage you to go check that out. So it looks as though GoDaddy is willing to front and sponsor Danica for the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500, which is awesome in terms of the sponsorship there. Being able to have the sponsor that helped her career get off the ground be the one she's able to end with. That's a nice feel-good story there. And it was announced yesterday that she will drive the number 7 for Premium Motorsports with Tony Urey Jr. as the crew chief. I got to be honest, I was literally kind of prepping for this a little bit yesterday, as you guys know, and was going to say, you know, we're 26 days away. You know, it was really getting close and down to the bubble, I think, in terms of being able to get the team together, get the crew together, get the car together, you know. So personally, I think this is going to be a little rushed in terms of the Daytona 500. The Indy team is yet to be announced yet, but, you know, obviously they got a little bit of time to work on that. She is guaranteed the start, as you guys all know, I'm sure. While the, you know, the equipment and the team isn't going to quite be the caliber that she had at Stewart House Racing, you know, doesn't hurt to have an RCR engine, which is good. You know, some of you may be asking, at least I was kind of just questioning myself on things, you know. What's the point of doing kind of these one-off races? You know, we've seen other, you know, people do it in the past. Michael Waltrip likes to come and run the 500 or Talladega, for example. You know, so regardless of what you think of the racing talents that you feel Danica may or may not have, she has had a long career in both Indy and NASCAR. She's brought a big spotlight to each track and the events and has definitely helped the sport. You know, did she have an iconic career in each to have a season-long send-off like Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, or Dale Jr.? Probably not. But she did impact the sport 100% without question. So personally, I think running in the granddaddy, no pun intended to GoDaddy, but running in each sport's biggest event of the year to acknowledge what she did and brought to the sport, I think is actually perfect, to be honest with you. And I like the send-off style. And that led me to a question that I posed to you guys on Twitter the other day. Who deserves a send-off or farewell tour? You know, it's kind of like a jersey retirement maybe in the stick and ball sports. That's kind of how I was thinking about that. The joke here in Detroit is the Pistons want to do anything to bring people into the stadium because the on-court action can't do it. So they'll have Bad Boys Night or the Go to Work Night or Ben Wallace Night. And I think the Pistons have some of the most are up there. I think they've got like 12 or 13 retired jerseys and numbers up there. It seems like every season they're having two or three of those just to try to bring people in. So the question that I asked you guys on Twitter is, what is the benchmark for someone to have a farewell tour, if you will? Is it racing a certain period of time qualify you for this? Multiple Daytona wins, championships, popularity? Or is this something that should be done case by case? So let's hear what some of you guys had to say. Tileslinger at Tileslinger said he thinks it should be case by case. Drivers should have earned the respect of the competitors and the fans, even the folks that didn't like that driver. He didn't like the 24, but he earned respect. Jeff at Grey Wolf Pack 5 said, that's a tough one. I think it has to be a combination of years racing, accomplishments on the track, contributions to the sport and society. I guess that would mean case by case. Dale, Jeff, and Tony are good examples. Matt was a big miss, but he didn't really want to go anyway. R.I.P. Booney at 423 Gray. I think it will always be a popularity thing. Even if they are or have been champions, seems like some people could just leave without interruption. John Dean Elliott at Dean Ader. I think a combination of prestigious wins and popularity. When Kenseth announced he didn't have plans for the 18th season, Phoenix honored him. Two Daytona 500 wins, and I've never seen anyone root against him. Championships wouldn't hurt either. The boys over at PETM, no list of accomplishments required. It will be obvious. The sport will let you know as soon as you announce retirement. People will either care or they won't. Jeffrey Whitler at Southern underscore Wit. It's 100% popularity nowadays. Farewell tour started fairly recently. Rusty, probably the most significant as far as veterans go. Mark didn't even go away after getting his. Mick at GoDucks 42 underscore Mick. Man, that's a hard question. I don't think there is a correct answer. I believe it's widely based on driver popularity. The more popular, the louder the argument for a farewell season. And lastly, Alan Gustafson fan at Alan Gustafson 9. I don't think you can put it down to any particular thing because sometimes the final season isn't something the drivers expect. It's out of their control in some cases. For me, it boils down to impact on the sport. Did you make a positive impact on the sport and society while you were here? Did people tune in because they wanted to see what you could do on and off the track? If that means needing to have a 5-year career or 25-year career, zero championships or seven, if people can identify that the sport is better now because of you, then I think that leads to being deserving of some sort of send-off. Thank you to everyone that commented on that. Can't wait to get more of your responses and feedback both on Twitter and the new phone line in a few weeks. Well, that's going to do it for episode 53 and the first show of season 2. I can't wait to interact with you guys on Twitter, on the phone, Can't wait to check out what PETM, the MOATF podcast, the Loose Lugs podcast all have in store for us this year, too. Make sure you check out the website for information on the Fantasy League. I promise this should be the only show that I ramble on for 30 minutes by myself. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like it on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow me on Twitter, at LapTrafficPC. Next week, Kelly Crandall from at RacerMag will join me to talk some racing and some wrestling. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to The Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!